It's the Mornings with Ed show, KXFM 913 the time. And if you're a regular listener to the program, you remember a couple of months back, I had Marcus Buser and a different band here in studio, and they absolutely just cracked the top of the bottle, man. I'm telling you, I've been listening to them ever since. So I'm excited to hear the new stuff. The brand new EP is called Bad Dreams. We're going to be hearing that and the entire story, man. So sit back and get ready. Do me a favor with the brand new single called All Night. I want you to welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios in Laguna Beach. Please welcome Marcus Buser.
Thanks, Ed.
Want your loving all the time. There's never.
You know, I just knew I was going to love this solo project. That's Marcus Buser. And if you listen to that beautiful voice background there, that's Raven. We're going to talk to her as well, along with Brian. He brought a new band in. That was called All Night from the latest EP, the debut solo EP called Bad Dreams. Right now, let's hear the title track of that EP. This is Bad Dreams. Once again, to our Laguna Beach Julie Lawton studios, please welcome Marcus Buser.
Thank you.
That's Marcus Buser. The name of that song is the same as the new EP. It's called Bad Dreams. Let's get him in here for a cool conversation. In the meantime, I want you to hear something else off of that new EP. It's called Give It, KXFM. FM 927 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show in studio with Marcus Buser along with Brian Dedlow and Raven Scott. Man, do I love how smooth that sounds. It just, what a great vibe. What a great vibe. Welcome back, by the way.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having us. Really happy to be here.
Glad to have you back here. You killed the first time we met several months ago.
Yeah.
And I think I just love this vibe, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm really digging it. So tell me about writing this EP and the music behind it. What was in your head when you started writing this?
Yeah, so this is kind of a first solo venture. I've played in a lot of bands, was on here a couple months ago with Bird Concerns, and I've been here with Laura Jean Anderson and many different bands that I've played in. But in between playing in all those bands, I kind of wanted to see just what it was like to write outside of a band and write as kind of a studio project. So I started writing all these different songs, just kind of really in my bedroom and producing them on my laptop. And then I brought in my buddy Brian here, who was playing keys with us this morning, who's a really great producer, and he helped me make everything sound legit and not like I had just thrown it together.
even setting up this morning, Brian seems like kind of a calming figure, man. Like, you
definitely.
Know, all of a sudden, yeah. Hey man, don't worry. Everything's going to be straight.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. When I'm panicking at 1 a.m. because I can't figure out the drums, Brian is the one that comes in and makes it all work out. But
well, it's because all I have to do is push a button. Marcus does the rest. I just push the record and then make it loud later.
And how did you come across Raven? Right. By the way, beautiful voice. Oh, Raven Scott,
you.
Man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Raven and I have known each other for a long time. And, you know, I needed someone who could sing differently than I can. And, you know, she's one of the best singers I know. She's got all the licks and, you know, one of the most beautiful voices I know. So I'm really lucky to work with her as well.
Yeah.
She sang on the record too. All the female vocals on the record are Raven. All the... There is some me doing falsetto, so if it sounds like a really scratchy, rough girl, that's me. If it sounds like a beautiful, perfect female voice, that's right.
So, yeah. Well, no matter what, it's a great chemistry, and it showed. Just 12 feet away, I was like, oh, man, this is some outstanding chemistry between the three of you. This is a great chemistry of three people, man. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
Now, you just shot a video?
Yeah, just shot a music video. It's kind of a... cool concept. It's a live music video. So the production is like a music video. It's all set. There's like a stage, or not a stage, but there's a whole like a sound stage. Like it was a set thing with, you know, choreography and different, you know, music video. But the performance is live. So it's kind of a combination of like a live video with music video production. So really excited to put that out. It's coming out next week.
Now, I know you're comfortable with the live portion of it. I'm positive of that. How comfortable are you with the other part, the other portion of making a video?
Not, I don't know. It was new for me. The camera makes me a little nervous, to be honest. But, you know, I just try to roll with it and have a good time.
Right.
Luckily, we worked with a really great production team. They, you know, did a great job making everybody feel really comfortable. And I think it turned out, it looks beautiful. So okay. I'm really excited about it.
We're excited to see it. We're excited. You got me in. You got me hooked. That's what you're supposed to do. This is supposed to be for the hook, man.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Marcus Buser in studio with us. Brand new EP. It's the solo EP on Blossom Records. It's called Bad Dreams. And we'll give you all the directions on how to find him on social media in just a couple of seconds here. Raven, how did you start singing?
Oh, yeah. I grew up singing in choir, you know, gospel music. So a lot of my influences are from gospel, you know, Aretha Franklin, you know, Sam Cooke, you know, all the greats.
Right.
So
you can't get a better library. You can't get a better library of music to draw from.
Yeah. And, you know, Marcus is the king of grooves. So I learned from him, too. So a lot of it is just a lot of drawing from gospel and soul music.
Okay. Now, is that a huge jump from gospel music into a rockier format? Is that
Not so much. I think it all kind of goes, you know, it's rock and roll has soul too, you know?
Right.
So it's a little bit of everything, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Brian, your start on keyboards, because those were beautiful keys, by the way. And I don't want to overlook how beautiful your keyboard playing is.
Oh, thanks, man.
When'd you get started?
I've been playing keyboards for not as long as I've been playing music, but I really love the keyboard and I love harmony. And I've always been a fan of, like, jazz, you know. I listened to jazz for a long time. I went to school for jazz.
Right.
Yeah, when I met Brian, he was a ripping jazz guitarist. That's how I met him.
Okay.
Shredding jazz guitar player.
Went to school for guitar. Yeah.
All right.
And then I found out that on the low key or maybe on the high key, he was doing all these hip-hop records, being a producer and stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, I started working with him, and I got hooked up with the Blossom Records label through my friend Matt Rose, who's a hip-hop artist, rapper, singer, keyboardist.
Right.
And you know, that was kind of the sound that I was kind of diving into, and that, you know, I had been influenced by Matt and by the other guys on Blossom, and so Brian was a perfect fit for the project because me and him shared a lot of our jazz influence and things that we really enjoyed at that, but also just hip-hop and soul music and those sort of things, and so... really meshed together well.
All right. If I may, and I, without embarrassing you in any way, I hearken back to when I was younger, and this has that Michael Franks feel. It has that Steely Dan feel.
Cool.
It has that just perfect combination of rock and jazz. And yeah, you guys have hit it,
right,
man.
Oh, man.
This is a home run, man.
Thank you.
Right on. Okay. So where can our listeners find you on social media? Where do we get this music?
So it is on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, I guess not iTunes anymore. It's Apple Music. I dated myself. Apple Music, Tidal,
I still go www.
HTTP/.
No, I'm still on AIM. But it's under my name, which is Marcus Buser, Buser.
I think it's on LimeWire, too.
Yeah. And Marcus Buser, the EP title is Bad Dreams. Right. So you just look that up and you find it right there.
Right on. And another question that may be difficult, you know, you've been, as you said, involved in several bands, a couple that we've had here.
Yeah.
What's that moment like when you tell your band members, hey man, you know what, I'm thinking about doing something else, a different project that doesn't involve this band?
You know, I think that it's never really been too much of an awkward thing. I think that a lot of the musicians I'm working with, you know, they're playing in lots of different projects and trying to collaborate on different levels. So everybody's, you know, working on different stuff all the time. And, right. And it's all been pretty good. I mean, from the other bands I've played with, you know, Laura Jean Anderson, Bird Concerns, those bands all are, I know all those guys are involved in many different things.
Right.
You know, there's,
right.
It's nobody's monogamous in the music world.
Right.
You know, everybody's in a poly music amorous relationship, whatever you want to call it.
I love that. That's absolutely perfect, man. All right. If you're just joining us and you missed any portion of this, you can catch it on the KXFM website. It'll be podcast later under the Mornings with Ed tab. Look for it. Now, I want to warn you, we are just now getting the new podcast page together. So it may be a while. It may take a couple of tries. It may actually be tomorrow. I don't know. But it'll be there, I promise. Marcus Buser, Brian Dedlow, Raven Scott. I cannot thank you enough for coming in this morning, making our day.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thanks for having us.
And we will look forward to seeing you again. It's the Mornings with Ed show, 9:35 the time.